Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Dr. Billy Brim Ministries. My grandmother, Billy Brim, is my Mimi, and my name is Jared Houle, and we have myself and my brother Brandon, who's the special guest this week on radio for you guys. While Mimi's out and about traveling, ministering the Word of God, and well, if you want to listen to these archives that have been playing, we're on the last day here. You can visit billybrim.org, and on the archives, you'll be able to listen to those as many times as you want for you to have online. So that's available. We're here just to be a blessing and help out Mimi as she's traveling. And I know Brandon has been excited talking about the fire of God, his goodness, his faithfulness. When we do the word, we just receive his promises and what that looks like and fruit in our lives, and how that's been fruit in my grandmother's life. Is just every new birthday Mimi has, she's doing more that year for the Father. She's traveling more. She's more energy. I said it from the first day. If you look at the old Brother Hagen Mimi meetings 30 years ago, Mimi's pretty beautiful, but I feel like Mimi's even prettier now. And I feel like some people at, you know, our grandmother's age, they want to retire, but the title of this week has been not to retire, but to
re-fire. This is Friday. You're listening to it on Friday. You might be excited. You had the weekend coming up. And I want to say this, a word from the Lord. Don't retire, re-fire. You don't just have to be older. You're thinking, well, I'm not older. No, you may be. I'm not talking about just your working, retiring. I'm talking about you might be
your
younger.
Dreams.
Everything. Don't give up on what God's called you to do. Be more on fire today than you were yesterday.
On fire for the Lord, not the world.
On fire for God.
Not the
on
world.
On fire for God.
For the Lord, yeah.
Amen, amen. Be on fire for God. Don't retire, refire. Keep on pressing in. There's more. God wants to tell you some things. God wants to show you some things. And you got to hear his voice. If that calls for shutting the TV off a little bit earlier than normal, then do it. We are here on earth, but this is not our home. Heaven's our home. We're on a mission to show off for God. To be different than anybody else, to reach those people that are not saved. We're on a mission. We're not called to be comfortable here. We're called to be on fire for God. What is being on fire for God? Then, well, that's where you care about. He's your first love, not your second choice or third choice, or you do other things. No, he's your number one. I want to encourage you to go back on the archives, hear this week's message. We've been talking about you cannot retire, but you got to re-fire. The fire of God is not just a message, but it's a lifestyle. We got to live it. We got to show it. We got to be different than anybody else. We are called to be salt in the world, not to act like everybody else, talk like everybody else, but we have to be different. Amen. We've been sharing about what the fire of God, is such a misunderstood word, but what the fire of God isn't, you know, it's not just about how loud you scream. You could be silent. You could just say, hey, nice to meet you. And something happened. The fire of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit touched that person and say, hey, something's different about them. Amen. But I want to share right here. We're going to talk about this real quick. 7 facts about fire. This is natural fire, and it pertains to spiritual as well. 7 facts about fire is fire needs to be stirred up. If you have fire of God, it has to be stirred up. Paul told Timothy, hey, stir up the gifts of God that is in you. Fan that flame that's inside of you.
Don't let
it just be dormant. You know, don't be like yesterday. You know, right. Stir it up. What were you going to say, Jared?
No, you know, we're here. We have a fireplace. We have it right now. And instead of wasting a bunch of fire, we let it get down real low, and there's just embers. But then those embers, or those logs, you turn them over and mix them around a little bit, and the fire shoots back up again.
Yeah, that's stirring it up.
Yeah.
You got to stir it up.
Right.
You might not feel like you were yesterday. You might wake up and you go, man, you know what? I don't know. I just feel different. Just hey, stir up the fire that's inside of you.
Right.
Also, number two, I'm going to tell you 7 facts about fire. Number two is fire needs fuel. You can have everything there, the wood, but if you have nothing to fuel that fire, it's just going to sit there. No fuel, no fire. The fire will go out without fuel. How can you fuel that fire that's inside your heart? Maybe by reading the Word of God, listening to messages, sermons, maybe worshiping God, listening to some praise music.
Speaking to yourself, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs.
That's fuel to the fire that's inside of you. You can't just be like, you know what? I got this fire going. I went to that great service. Man, that meeting. I went to this meeting for 7 days, 3 services a day. Wow, I feel great. You might feel like that for a little bit. But let me tell you, if you don't put fuel on that fire that's burning in you, it will go out. It will get so low where you don't burn with the fire of God. Fire needs fuel. Number three, we're talking about 7 facts about fire. Number three, fire produces heat. When you're on fire for God, things happen. You're a spark. People around you, Christians around you, I would say, they are dry. They're like a bunch of kindling. But when you're on fire for God, that fire, that heat's going to go on them and it's going to touch them. They won't be the same. In Jesus' mighty name, fire produces heat. One time I had this young man, and him and I are friends. He told me, he goes, Brandon, every time I'm around you, I want to go study or read the Word of God. And I was thinking, what is that? That's the fire of God. It's not about me or any of us. We all have it. But he's like, I want to do something. That's the fire of God. That's how we need to be. Road to Emmaus, they said, did not our hearts burn when he spoke to us? Jesus spoke to us. Literally, he's just talking to him. And his words put a fire inside their heart. It has not changed. When you read the Word of God, that word will put a fire inside of you. William Seymour, God used him mightily. He, for the Azusa Street Revival, he said this. He said, any man saved and sanctified should feel a fire in their heart when they say the name Jesus. Come on, say that name, Jesus, 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 the fire of God. Number three, fire produces heat. 4, a wet blanket can put a fire out, Jared. You can have a big fire, but if you put wet blankets all over, you put water, it's going to go out. What could be a wet blanket in your life? Sin? Doing something you know you're not supposed to do, not repenting? Lord, please forgive me. You know, practicing something you shouldn't do? Maybe who you're associating with? Got to get rid of all that.
Doubt.
Got to get rid of all that. So many different reasons could be that. We got to get rid of all that. Amen. Hallelujah. Fire spreads. Number 5, fire spreads. You have the fire of God. It doesn't just stand still. You spread. It touches people around you. Number 6, the fires will get people to move. You can't stand still and be on fire for God. You have to go. And a fire will go out if it gets spread out. We need each other. We're not called to be separate. We're all called. We are one body to be together. This is such a common fact. You know, when you go camping, they say, hey, after the fire, spread out the coals. Because they know if those coals get together, it produces that fire. We need the fire of God. I want to share something special to you. HisNameMinistries.com. We are starting this movement. It's called All About the Name Movement. We have a thing on our website. At the top, you can click it. It says All About the Name. There'll be a testimony thing. I want you to fill out your testimony, what God has done for your life, what the name of Jesus has done for you, maybe a miracle in your body or a miracle in your finances. I want you to write it down. You're going to give us your email. We're going to stay in contact with you, tell you what God's doing. And also, if I feel led to share your testimony, I believe in Revelations, it says they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You have a song. You have a testimony. You have something to be said. It doesn't stop wherever you are at. People, I want you to send it to me. If I feel led to share it, at churches we're going to, I will, and I will let you know, and I will tell you what God did in that service. It's time that we don't just brag about what God's doing for us and this and that, but let's brag about what God's doing for you, the power in your testimony. Stay in contact with us. It's a movement. We have t-shirts. We have notebooks. We have all types of stuff.
So maybe,
and it's all about, it just says all about the name.
About,
it's not about
the name
us,
of
it's
Jesus.
About him.
It's not about the name. It's not about his name ministries. It's
not
about
at all.
His name, period.
And it's about his name, period.
It's not about, you know, what's cool is their testimony can go wherever you guys, you know, are going.
Right. It doesn't stop, like I was saying, it doesn't stop where they're at. It will go. People need to hear what God has done for you. It's all about the name movement. Salvation's in that name. I believe people will be saved. Maybe your testimony, if I feel led to share, I'll let you know. Kids get saved. We've been seeing that, Jared. We've been seeing kids getting saved. I saw a man about his 80s just get saved at one of our meetings. It's amazing what God's doing. Miracles. All about the name. It's all about the name movement. I need you. We need you. It's not me. We're all in this together. I want your prayers. I want you to, you know, fill that
connect,
form out.
Yeah.
Connect with the stake. You know, stay connected to what God's doing. We'll maybe send you a newsletter, whatever. Stay in contact with us. I want, you know, we don't take it lightly. I know about everyone that has sowed into us, Jared. I know their names. I know their addresses. I know it. It's like the Lord. I pray for them, and I wanna pray for you. You know, there's a few people on our list. They send me their prayer request, and I know exactly what, you know, they're going through, and I want to stay connected with you. I want to pray with you. We are there. We're all in it together. You know, it's all about him. It's all about the name of Jesus. Stay in contact with us. Also, let us know what God has done for you during these radio broadcasts.
Yeah, for real.
Maybe encourage. Maybe a new spark has been in your life. Maybe you said, you know, I feel like quitting or giving up, but something happened to me. Let us know. That can help people. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Even if you don't want to put your last name or whatever, don't do it. Let us know, though, what God has done for you. It can help others. You know, spread this word. It's all about his name, the name of just the fire of God. I pray the fire of God to touch you in a powerful and supernatural way. It's not just words, but the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing that destroys and breaks every chain, breaks every yoke right now in Jesus' name. Chain, you are broken, destroyed in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Actually, if you want to order these CDs, I feel like some of you need to order these CDs. Contact the Billy Brim Ministries, you know, department there, 800-972-3447, 800-972-3447. You can also write to Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65616. Also, she has a website for all you techie people, www.billybrim.org. And, you know, stay connected with Billy Brim Ministries. You know, this is Friday. I would say, you know, see if the Lord would speak to you about partnering with the Voice of One Witness Radio. You know, this, it costs money, and maybe the Lord said, hey, I want you to sow into this. I want you to be a partner. I would encourage you, do it. Do it. The Lord's leading you, do it. Also, we have a website, His Name Ministries. It's hisnameministries.com. We also have a P.O. Box. P.O. Box 262, Montclair, California, 91763. This is Friday. You have a great weekend. Let the fire of God touch you today, Saturday, Sunday. God bless you from my brother and I. Shalom.